Swampy. You know what I'm going to say, mate? Just stay in Manchester with you, please. Don't go to Belgium.
Yeah, if I did, we'd be in the Premier League by now. Well, 90 minutes of football. We talked about before the game, the debutants, the scratch team that you put together, team that you, players that you had belief in, players that you thought, can they match the occasion of an evening? An opposition that were top draw, in my opinion, top draw. And after 97 minutes, they're in the dressing room celebrating with a 1-0 victory.
Yeah, and that's why you're involved in football, nights like this. You just remember them. I've had a few in my time here. I think tonight was just a little bit sweeter. The penalty that was a blatant penalty. The ball that goes 2 yards out of play and results in a red card for Halsey. Some of the decisions, but so proud of the boys. The effort that they've put in. You've got to go through that. To play with 10 men, Halsey goes off. Guy hasn't kicked a ball for how long? He's done 90. Donoghue's gone back-to-back 90 minutes. Ennis is putting himself through it. Van Wyk on his debut today. Gabbiot, everybody. I just can't. I'm so proud of him. And that group, I keep saying it every time I get on this radio, that group is so special. Whether or not we are depleted, such a good dressing room. And I would have been super proud of the point. I'll be telling you the same thing up here. But to go and get it in that fashion, excellent.
I think we'd all agree. I mean, a point, even 11 versus 11, I thought the way we adapted, we worked, because there were some great battles between individual players. They had good pace, went down the wings well. And it made it difficult for us to get out in the first half. We lacked, obviously, in front of goal, shots on target. But it was a game of real intrigue and battles everywhere. And
Brian Richardson just said that's the best battling performance he's seen in his time at FC United. The character, the hunger, the battling performance. And he would have said exactly the same thing. And Brian doesn't say a lot. When he does, he speaks sense and he talks the truth. And that was it. You know, at 0-0, I was super proud of him. I would have given all a big hug. But to win it in the fashion we did and the noise that erupts around Broadhurst Park, it's the best way to win a game of football.
We've given the man of the match to Michael Donoghue. He just never stopped running. He was either end of the field. If there was a break on, Donoghue was probably...
He's a robot, isn't he? He's a robot. He just keeps going and going and going. And this lad's been out 4 or 5 weeks and he's heavy-legged. He's been in an ice bath since Saturday night. He was blowing up after 55 minutes and he just dropped a gear and went again. And listen, I'm not going to disagree with you, but I thought Van Wyk on his debut was...
It was close.
But everyone, you know, it's hard when you've got to give a man the match. Super proud for everyone tonight. And you know, that the fans, wasn't our 12th man, was our 11th man when Horsley went off. They didn't stop and they could sense it. And you know, you can speak to Tom and Mike. I did say we'd win it and we'd win it late on. I could just sense it. There was a feeling around Broadhurst tonight. And listen, we went and done it. And that's a magical win. Magic.
I mean, there's a lot of clubs that have come here and played quite mundane football and got results against us. And then you get a team like guys that come along tonight to play football. And obviously, there were some decisions and there was a few things on the pitch that, you know, as home supporters, you're not happy with. But from a footballing perspective, you know, we've beaten a very, I believe, a very, very good team there. A very good team.
Very good side. You know, and you know, let's not take anything away from them. They were excellent. You know, Philo's got on playing, you know, in a spirit that is great. And he's got some really good players in there that caused us a lot of problems with the pace. But I just thought we handled them. You know, of course, there's going to be times that they go down the outside. And, you know, Woolers is still not a right back, but he's doing his best. And Guy's just coming back from it. And Doddy has to go to the left side, his centre half, makeshift.
That was one of the benefits, wasn't it? It was the one-on-one battles that players were having against good opposition. That's what I really was intrigued with. You know, Boateng on one side and the likes of Abadaki. I mean, excellent. You know, but the battles between our players and them and backwards and forwards and backwards. I mean, that's when you put a shift in, you're working, because when you want to attack, you want to be able to breathe a little bit, but you can't because you're defending again.
And listen, we've been where Guiseley are now. We've got beat in the last minute. It's the worst feeling in football, especially with 10 men and you think everything's against you. And, you know, we're not celebrating because we've beaten Guiseley 1-0 last minute. We've got nothing against Guiseley. For us, it was just a monumental performance. And there's been times where people have knocked this group, and all we keep doing is getting stronger as characters and getting stronger as a group. And that's all you can ask for. And they've shown tonight, even when we're depleted, even when we couldn't get signings over the line, you know, two lads there who've been playing West Lancs football in Guy and Matty Van Wyk, and, you know, loan players in Josiah and Dante's coming from the counties. We've got a good group in there, and we've just got to keep nurturing them. And keep saying it, we're not blessed with finances. We know that. And we've got to go and find the next gem. And I think we've found that in Van Wyk. And we'll continue to keep trying to work and do what's right for the football club.
Josiah Dyer, who was, you know, out-muscled on Saturday, I just thought there's the signs that he learnt from that. And he was trying
to... We wanted to come in at half-time. No. That's why we went with the formation we went with. We knew Gabidon was going to be a risk with his knee. We knew Josiah could come and be a threat up against Mep and Walter. And I thought he occupied them really well. I thought at half-time it was right to make the two substitutions. I said to a couple of players in there, I said to my captain, you've got to be better. I don't think that was your best night, Chaz. And he was tired. But we can't do anything about that. We just keep rolling him out. But no one give up. Everyone's round each other. And what we've got to do now is rest up and get ready for another solid game at Lancaster.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. I mean... You know what to expect when we get to Lancaster. After a performance like that, the players are going to be more ready for it, especially the players that have come into this team tonight are going to be more ready for it, and they're going to be really up there. They're going to be really buzzing all through training on Thursday, and they'll be ready for Saturday now, won't they?
Of course they will. You know, they're going to rest up. That dressing room is a happy dressing room. You've only seen the reaction at the end, and everyone's looking at whites of eyes of each other, and they're proud of each other, and that's the best time to be a footballer, when you've got a group like that downstairs, and they can go and enjoy each other's company. You know what? My job's done now. They're going to have to go and get the plaudits and all the limelight, and they'll rest up. They'll come in for training. We'll get the game plan for Lancaster. We'll go through all the footage, and we go again, you know, in 96 hours, we've got to go and roll it all out again, and that's what we'll do, and we'll keep doing that until this belief that we've got or this dream that we've got this season is either carried out or not carried out. And there's a lot of football to go between now and the end of the season, but we're just clicking into gear. I think that's what, one defeat in six, and that's a really pleasing performance from the boys.
Well, with that, let's leave it, and we look forward to the game on Saturday.
Brilliant.
And good luck, and then enjoy the delights of Belgium.
I will do. Thank you. Cheers.